brought to you by Penguin.
A Better Tomorrow. Life Lessons in Hope and Strength by Mina Smallman. Read by Sarah Powell. Mahatma Gandhi, in his spiritual message to the world in 1931, said, "There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power, which makes itself felt, and yet defies all proof, because it is so unlike all that I perceive through my senses. It transcends the senses." John Steinbeck wrote in East of Eden, "I believe a strong woman may be stronger than a man, particularly if she happens to have love in her heart. I guess a loving woman is indestructible." Preface. No one can imagine what it is like to lose two of your daughters at the same time, your firstborn and your lastborn. It is not something you could ever understand or prepare for. It shakes the very core of everything that you pray for and hope for your children. I try not to think about how Bieber and Nicole left this world. I like to remember how they lived, who they were, and how much joy they brought to me, our family, and their many friends and loved ones. But the desire to turn back the clock is overwhelming. I would do anything to return to the early hours of the 6th of June 2020, the day we lost them, and save them from the act of senseless violence that took them from us. I would give my life for theirs over and over again, if I could. As a mother, even as you learn to honour your children as adults, in your mind they are never fully grown. And when you lose them, you are taken back to the moment you first found out you were pregnant with them. You go back over the pregnancies, the births, and all the milestones of development they reached during their lives, how they grew from shiny-eyed babies into unsteady toddlers, their first days at school in their new Clark's shoes, growing to be teenagers and beyond, how you watched their characters develop, the good times and the bad. As these memories run through your head, you have to be really careful that you are not too hard on yourself. For me, as a mother who worked, there's a lot of going back and thinking, I wish I'd spent more time with them. I wish I'd done more for them. All of it is nonsense. It is just that I don't know what to do with the maternal love that still fills my heart, or with the emptiness. I would not still be here if not for my husband Chris and our middle daughter Monique. They are my reason for living. What also keeps me going is the VOG campaign to end violence against women and girls. If I can play a part in helping to safeguard all women, it's another reason to carry on, even if it's without Bieber and Nicole. Chris is always by my side, and we're so thankful when people ask us to come and speak at events and conferences supporting the VOG campaign. I will always speak out. People need to see what effect this kind of thing has on a family. We've met with women's groups we didn't even know were out there, and seen firsthand their dedication to the work they're doing. We've also had the honour and privilege of speaking to other parents who have lost their daughters, whether as children or adults, to violence. In knowing that we're not alone, that there are so many other people who are walking wounded, we feel held by hands that we may never touch. They lift us up, and we try to do the same for them. Taking part in talks, discussions, and Q&A events means constantly revisiting the trauma of losing Bieber and Nicole, which sometimes is really difficult. People are always asking me how I manage it. They remember the news footage that showed me outside the murder trial at the Old Bailey in 2021, speaking out about our beautiful daughters in the direct glare of the media, having only just heard the full horror of what happened to them. "How do you stay so composed, and how do you order your thoughts, given what you've been through?" they ask. "Where do you get your strength from?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?